time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too terribly bad. No worse for the wear.
Yeah, we made it.
Yeah. Yeah, here to Branson and back. If you weren't on the bus with us, well, then we're not going to tell you what happened. You'll just have to go and experience it for yourself next year, huh? We'll keep the fun to ourselves.
Yeah. Snooze, you lose.
That's right. We had a good time. Good trip down to Branson and back, and a lot of folks had a lot of fun here in the area at a very cheap price. You're welcome, by the way. And we had a good time. No, we appreciate all those folks that went along with us, and hope you get a chance to hop on the bus with us next year, next time around. Brett, you didn't get to go.
No, you guys, you look pretty good for this. I know as hard as you worked last week, you look pretty good for that, you know. Chris, you got overtime pay, didn't you, for all that time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can just be quiet. No, we come back and everybody's looking at us going, wow, look at you guys. Man, where'd you go, Hawaii, the Bahamas? Look at how tan you are. Branson, Missouri.
Pretty tough week of work for you guys.
Don't expect to get that tan that close to home. But, you know, when it's sunny and 95 every day, it doesn't take very long. Hey, tell us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Hey, thinking of remodeling your kitchen or bathroom? Camblin Plumbing and Heating offers the largest selection of fixtures and faucets around. We can help you design your new room as well as install it for you. Kohler, Gerber, Delta, Aquatic, Lasco, Sterling, and many other brands will have the largest selection in the area to select from. With our cabinet shop, Town Center Cabinetry, we can make your new kitchen or bathroom totally functional as well as beautiful. We also offer all types of countertops from granite to formicas. Your one-stop shop has to be Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Give us a call in Harlan at 755-3286 or in Atlantic at 243-1512, and we'll set up an appointment to start your dream room.
All right, very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Could have used you last week.
Air conditioner broke down?
Fixed the air conditioning on the bus.
Yeah.
we had a couple of short, relatively uncomfortable trips, but other than that.
Yeah.
Other than that, we got through just fine. Hey, this is National Safety Month. The National Safety Council has always designated June as National Safety Month, and they do provide us with a whole bunch of different types of tips for all kinds of different things. And some of the things that they talk about would be summertime safety as well. And one of the things you need to know about summertime safety, according to the National Safety Council, is to know how to respond if someone should need assistance, because it can mean the difference between life and death. Do you have any idea what you would do if somebody in your party, say you're at a picnic or something, a family reunion in the park or near the lake or something, and all of a sudden something happened to someone, boom, somebody goes down, you're not sure why, how do you assess the situation? What do you do? Are you prepared for something like that? You know, even those who take CPR, first aid, those types of courses, never really know for sure. In fact, in a previous life, actually it was earlier in my years, I used to actually teach Red Cross CPR and first aid. For the Red Cross in Dubuque. A friend and I had to take the courses and stuff for our jobs, and we enjoyed it so much that we decided that we would become teachers. So we took the courses to teach, and we taught several classes there too. And one of the things we always taught the young, the folks that would come in, and I'll tell you, many of them were nurses. Clark College in Dubuque has quite a decent nursing school, and they all had to take those classes. Now you understand why we wanted to become teachers. but it was always kind of interesting, because here are people who are going to be in the health profession. Here are people who have already done a fair amount of training. They've probably taken a semester or more of their nursing classes and stuff. So they're already onto that coursework. But yet still, you just don't know how you're going to respond when something does happen. All the training in the world, you know, we're all built a little bit differently. And that's one of the things we always found. In fact, we did an exercise at some point, too, that kind of to see what folks would do. But we actually had someone who collapsed with a seizure. And that was for real. The other instructor and I knew about it. They warned us that this person was in our class was prone to grand mal seizures. So we were prepared just in case something like that would happen. But in the middle of one of our classes, down she went and went into seizures. Who do you think responded? The two of us. All these nursing students stood there looking. I don't know if they thought it was something that was set up or what it was, but when the time came to have to respond, they stood there and looked. You never know how you're going to respond in certain situations. All the training in the world, but, you know, when something does happen, some people rush right to or over to help, and some people stand back trying to assess the situation and figure it out. So, you know, but it does, all that said, it does help to have the appropriate training and stuff, too. So, you know, it might be the worst thing in the world. Maybe think about taking a first aid class or learning how to do CPR, those types of things. Some of the other things you to remember about summertime safety, too, is that kids overheat 4 times faster than adults. You know, and I wouldn't have guessed that either.
Yeah, you'd think it'd be the other way around.
Yeah, I would have thought that too, because as we get a little bit older and a little bit more out of shape and what have you, you know, kids, they run around and can do all that stuff. I mean, 106 degrees outside when we were kids and we weren't indoors. All we had was a fan in the house anyway. So.
Yeah, because you didn't have air conditioning.
Yeah, if you want air conditioning, that's running around creating your own breeze is what it meant for us. So, yeah, we were always out anyway. But the point is about overheating is leaving kids alone in vehicles in the summertime. And animals, for that matter, too. But leaving kids alone in vehicles quickly can turn into a disaster. So make sure you always check your vehicle before you leave. Also, if you need to be active during the summer months, they suggest that you may be restricted to the cooler times of the day when the weather is hot outside. That would be the morning and the evening. And make sure you drink plenty of water or other hydrating beverages while you're outside, especially if you're working up a little bit of a lather. Also, overexertion can be an issue during the summertime months, too. Begin your day with light warm-up exercises and stretching so you avoid some of those overexertion issues. And make sure if you're lifting, we hear this all the time, lift with your legs. Keep your back straight. Now, quick raise of hands. How many people do that?
I do.
You do not.
I do, too.
Really?
Yeah, I've had sore back before.
Okay, so it's out of necessity.
Yeah. And use a cart if at all possible.
Yeah, that's right. Keep a dolly handy everywhere you go. Also, take short rests between strenuous activities and allow for some recovery time there, too. Don't bend or twist your back when you're lifting.
Yep.
Which, if you're bending your knees, you shouldn't have to, right?
We just covered this at our safety meeting last week.
You did?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I should have you do this today. Also, you know, if you do have any kind of joint pain or discomfort, back pain, what have you, consult a medical professional if it's persistent, because it could be something bigger, too, that could get even worse. One of the other issues that they cover would be, like, teen driving safety. Yikes, there's a topic you could spend all day talking about. Explain to teens the dangers of talking or texting on a cell phone while they're driving and set rules against that type of behavior. In your house, of course, the law sets rules on those kinds of things, too. But, you know, make sure they understand how quickly life can change. One time glancing away from the windshield to look at a cell phone, and all of a sudden you glance back up, and it can change your life and the lives of others just in that one instance. Also, provide teens with supervised experience in all kinds of driving conditions. Night, you know, in different types of weather, things like that. Experience is a life-saving skill builder. You know, it seems to me that a lot of driver's ed is done under ideal conditions in a lot of cases. I don't think they're driving in thunderstorms and stuff too much, maybe once in a while when the weather strikes. But make sure the kids have an opportunity before you toss them the keys that very first time that you know that they've had all kinds of different types of experience in driving conditions. Also, establish a zero-tolerance policy for alcohol and drug use. That should be obvious. Nearly one-third of drivers aged 15 to 20 who were killed in crashes had been drinking. Also, restrict passengers for teen drivers. Each additional teen passenger greatly increases the risk of being in a fatal crash because teens have the attention span of a gnat. If there's a much better conversation going on in the back seat while I'm driving, it's amazing how quickly the head can spin back around. And, yeah, you know what happens there. Encourage teens to wear safety belts at all times. An estimated 2 out of 3 teenagers who die in crashes are not buckled up. Also, slips and falls are a big deal, too. Keep floors clear, remove the clutter, and safely tuck telephone, electrical cords out of walkways and things like that. These are good for home and at work, too. Make sure the living areas are well lit to avoid falls, especially around the stairs. And follow the medication doses closely, because using medication incorrectly can lead to dizziness, weakness, and other side effects, which could lead to a dangerous fall. Always keep the floors around you clean. Clean up the grease, the water, any other liquids immediately that may have spilled. Also, keep windows closed and locked when children are around. When you're opening windows for ventilation, make sure you open windows that a child cannot reach, or in the case of a double-hung window, open the top sash only. And we mentioned earlier about roadway safety, too, but they talk more about being safe out on the roads with the phone, because we have those. Remember when we were little kids, and every now and again you'd see something, a movie or something, where a guy would have this humongous car phone that he'd pull up from the the armrest there in the middle, and we'd talk. And you always used to think, boy, you know you've really made it big if you have a car phone. I didn't even know how they worked, but it was a car phone. It was the coolest thing in the world, and they were huge and attached by a cord. Who'd have thought? Now we have pocket phones, car phone. We all have those now.
Who's that, Gert?
They're just in our pockets now. It's no big deal. But it is when you're in the car. If you need to talk or text while you're driving, pull over to a safe place. Put your vehicle in park and make sure everybody's safe, including those around you. Also, encourage those who know to avoid, encourage all those you know to avoid using a cell phone while they're driving, period. Modify voicemail greetings to indicate that you are unavailable while you're driving, and avoid any wireless communication device while driving. Hands-free systems provide no safety benefits. You've been in cars where the driver's on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
And you're drifting back and forth, you know, across the center line, just about bump the curb, you know, all that kind of. And you just, you know, you want to turn around and say, hey, I'm here too. I mean, you may want to kill yourself, but I'd like to survive this little trip, you know? Give me a break here. You know, it's kind of hard to concentrate on two different things like that. You know, the law in Iowa doesn't allow you to text, but you can use your phone, which is a little awkward because to dial a number, you have to look down like you're texting. It's kind of the same thing. And there are some states who have banned cell phone use in a moving vehicle. Now, I know that's a difficult issue to tackle sometimes because of business. A lot of the business lobbying groups don't like that at all because a lot of them have gone away from the old two-way radios or CB communications, things like that, because the cell phone communications are so much easier and in some cases less expensive. You don't need the added expense of the two-way. So, you know, it's a big deal in some cases for businesses, but it's not the worst thing in the world to pull over if you're going to use that thing.